Hello everyone, this is Vidyapati Purushottaman broadcasting from China. In this episode, let's say about latest updates from China's neighborhood. India's construction of the Sela Tunnel in the northeastern India has sparked tensions between New Delhi and Beijing. The tunnel, inaugurated by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, provides vital all-weather access to the sensitive border with China. This development has drawn scrutiny from Beijing, which claims sovereignty over the Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh, where the tunnel is located. Chinese officials criticized India's infrastructure projects in the region, accusing them of escalating tensions along the border. Notably, India points out the recent border settlements built by China closer to LAC. According to China, the US State Department recognized Arunachal Pradesh as Indian territory, is denouncing any unilateral attempts to advance territorial claims across the line of actual control. China mentions that India's exploitation of the China-India border issue, including recent infrastructure project and military deployments, suggests political opportunism ahead of elections. China also warns against complicating the border situation and urges India to maintain peace for cooperation and development. Amidst rising nationalism in both countries, the Sela Tunnel represents India's effort to bolster its border infrastructure in response to China's extensive development initiatives along the disputed border. The tunnel's strategic location near the line of actual control underscores its significance. With tensions heightening by past skirmishes and territorial sensitivities, especially in areas like Tawang, which is crucial for strategic and cultural reasons. Secondly, similar to this kind, China-Philippines collision course is increasing tension in South China Sea. The Philippines and China have been engaged in disputes over the South China Sea. Manila remains skeptical of China's intentions and evaluates its actions regarding Ayun-In and Scarborough shovels. The Philippines demands that China match its words with actions to resolve maritime disputes peacefully. The Marcos administration opts for proactive media exposure of China's activities and seeks support from allies. In response to China's military assertiveness, countries like Vietnam and Philippines enhanced security cooperation, while Manila and Canberra upgraded their ties. The United States sees it as a threat in the region and perceives that China's expansion in the South China Sea threatens global interests, setting a worrisome precedent for international common spaces. Notably, Indian Foreign Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar expressed solidarity with the Philippines during a meeting with its foreign minister, affirming support for Philippine sovereignty. Jaishankar also indicated an interest in enhancing defense and security cooperation between India and the Philippines. As a response, Chinese Foreign Minister spokesperson Lin Jian states that India's statement underscores the stance that maritime disputes are solely the concern of involved countries, rejecting interference from third parties. It calls for acknowledging facts and respecting China's territorial sovereignty and maritime rights in the South China Sea. Additionally, it emphasizes the importance of regional efforts to maintain peace and stability. United States press statement constantly highlights that the 1982 law of the 2016 arbitral decision is final and legally binding on the PRC and the Philippines. And the US calls upon the PRC to abide by the ruling and desist from its dangerous and destabilizing conduct. The turmoil in the South China Sea and the complex territorial claims is making the situation worsening. Moreover, third parties' interference, according to China, which is referring to United States statements and acknowledgement of the claims both in India and South China Sea, is increasing the tension between the third party United States in the region. However, according to United States, it is universally policing for peace and stability in anywhere in the world. This raises the question for China to become a global policing power and representing itself in the Western countries. According to India and Philippines, the claims by China in both the region is not acceptable, where the sovereignty of the country has been questioned. With unending tensions and understanding, it gives rooms for the third party to engage to resolve the conflict. Moreover, United Nations is way behind in solving these issues rather than mentioning about the movements and developments in the region. That is all for today. Stay tuned for more updates. This is Vithyapati Purushottaman, broadcasting from China.